Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Your Life's Passion, was written by David Roper. One evening, years ago, my wife and I were making our way down a mountain trail, accompanied by two friends. The trail was narrow and wound around a slope with a steep drop on one side and an unclimbable bank on the other. As we came around a bend, I saw a large bear moseying along, swinging his head from side to side and quietly huffing. We were downwind, and he hadn't detected our presence, but he would soon. Our friend began to rummage around in her jacket for a camera. "Oh, I must take a picture," she said. I, being less comfortable with our odds, said, "No, we must get out of here." So we backed up quietly until we were out of sight, and ran. That's how we should feel about the dangerous passion to get rich. There's nothing wrong with money, it's just a medium of exchange. But those who desire to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 6:9, "Wealth is only a goad to get more." Instead, we should pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. These traits grow in us as we pursue them and ask God to form them within us. This is how we secure the deep satisfaction we seek in God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 12. "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, teach us to pursue righteousness and godliness over riches on earth that leave us feeling empty. May we be content with what you've given us and be good stewards of all that you've entrusted us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.